Okay, Jill Nightingale says into her Bluetooth. Okay. Uh-huh. She's on the phone with Anthony, her ex-husband, Ashton and Aiden's dad. Ashton turns around in his seat and gives me a sympathetic look. Me and him and Aiden used to skate every day before and after school. I've barely clocked any ice time lately, though. Rehearsals kept me too busy, and my knee wouldn't take skating on top of the hours of choreography. Plus, the rink reminded me of Aiden. But we're going to be on the road for 3 months, and who knows if we'll have time or opportunity to go skating. So Ashton made me promise to come skate with him before we leave. No. He's got to keep a C average, you know that. Jill lets out an exasperated sigh. You'll have to. We leave Sunday right after the show. Jill's going with us as our chaperone and tutor. Our parents wouldn't let us leave school unless we got tutored to pass our dogwoods. Well, then ground him, I guess. I wonder what Aiden's done. I know I shouldn't care. Ashton turns toward his mom and opens his mouth, but he doesn't get a chance to speak. I don't know what else to tell you, Anthony. I told you that was a bad idea in the first place. We finally pull up to the rink, and I get out of Jill's Prius as fast as I can, because otherwise, I'm going to suffocate. Thanks, I call as I close the door. Ashton takes a little longer to get out, but when he does, his shoulders slump. Sorry you had to hear that. Growing up around the Nightingales, I got used to Jill and Anthony arguing. It's fine. As soon as we step into the rink, though, Ashton transforms. He stands up straighter, and a smile dawns across his face. I take a deep breath and enjoy the smell of fresh ice. There's nothing like it. We're the first ones. It's pristine, freshly zambonied, and the air in the rink is crisp and cool. As soon as my blades hit the ice, I'm wide awake. It's the best feeling in the world. I don't know who it was that woke up one day and decided to strap knives to their feet, but I'm glad they did. I come alive. It's different from performing, more primal. It's euphoria. Ashton's right behind me, watching like always, but I'm not going to fall. I take it slow, warming up my knees as I do some easy laps, working my crossovers. Ashton passes me and turns around to glide backward. So? He narrows his eyes at me. So? Kayvon Parvani, huh? We were just talking. Yeah? Ashton gives me a toothy smile, the same one Aiden used to give. And my heart does this weird twinge, because most of the time I'm still pretty pissed at Aiden, but sometimes I just miss him. I'm never sure which feeling I'm going to get, but being here, on the ice, is making it worse. Sometimes it really sucks, being best friends with your ex's twin brother. Sometimes Ashton will smile or laugh or something, and it'll remind me so much of Aiden, it aches. It's totally platonic, I explain. In case you haven't noticed, I don't have a lot of queer people around to talk to. I mean, we've got a few queer people on our crew, but that's not the same. They're all older, for one thing. And they're all guarded around me, for another, which I guess makes sense since I'm the talent, but it still sucks. The only one I ever really talk to is Patricia, my guitar tech, this cool lesbian from Kamloops. Okay, fair point. He does a quick loop around me. How are the new songs coming? I groan. That bad? Still got writer's block? It's not writer's block. I can't have writer's block. We've got to get this album written. You know, Bill said we could bring on other writers if we want. We don't need other writers. That's always been our thing. We write all our own stuff. We're not going to change that on my account. I've just got to focus. Hunt, if it's too much pressure, it's okay to ask for help. It's fine, really. It's going to be fine. I definitely don't have writer's block. We skate in silence for a while. the only noise the music of steel edges against smooth ice.